God has provided for everything that you need. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for their Christmas Week special and learn how to tap into the blessing and receive all that it provides.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And Merry Christmas
Merry
this
Christmas.
Week. Praise God. Well, let's have a word of prayer, then we get into today's lesson. Father, we thank you for the word. We give you praise and thanksgiving for the help and the strength of the Holy Spirit. We open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation from heaven. Thank you for it, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Luke, where the Christmas story is told. And you be in prayer, and you stand with Gloria and me today, because I need help in getting this out. There's something that needs to be seen, and it's almost unheard of. And so you pray and believe God with me to help me. Chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke, verse 1. It came to pass in those days, there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. That's some things never change, did it?
So what else is new?
I mean, yeah, what else you got going there, man? That's the Babylonian way. Glory to God. Now, this taxing was first made that really took me when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. Oh, I needed a good laugh today. And it all went to, you might as well laugh about your taxes, because crying about it ain't going to do any good. Amen. All went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Now, you know, leave it up to the government to figure out some really hard way to get this done, because what if you lived in Los Angeles and you were born in New York? You'd have to go to New York to pay your taxes and then go all the way back there. In them days, you're going to have to ride a mule to do it. I mean, it's bad, man. But, you know.
So you're saying things could be worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. all went. So Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Not because they were poor and he had to be born in a stable. It was because there was such a big crowd there, there wasn't any room in the hotel. Amen. Now then, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field. That's still tickling me about those days. Keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, I notice here these guys were not in the tax line. That's strange. I don't know why. Don't look at me like that. I don't know why they weren't. They were out there keeping their sheep. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. Now, this is the part here that we need to take and pay careful attention to. Why was this such an outlandish display? Why did all of these angels just explode? Why was heaven so shaken and excited until it was uncontainable? We need to find that out. The angel said unto them, "Don't fear, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, which is the anointed of God the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you, and you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah.
And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now, this is not the what we're looking into today, but I do want to make account of this. It says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. This is heavenly hosts. These are angels.
Yes.
This is the angel of the Lord, including this whole group saying, excuse me, saying, good will toward men from heaven. Good will toward men, not among men, toward men. Heaven is declaring peace between heaven and earth. Something big
That's
is
right.
happening
That's
here.
Right.
And he said, goodwill toward men. He is saying, as far as heaven is concerned, the war is over between heaven and earth.
Praise God.
Between God and man. Whoa. What?
Get a picture of this. The Amplified Bible says, an army of the troops of heaven.
This thing was big. It was huge. I was reading in one of the documents that came out of the Vatican many, many, many centuries ago, and it accounted that people thought it was time to get up.
Wow!
It was so bright, and it was shining so bright all over the place that people were shaken. Because it was bright as the noonday sun. That's the same glory that hit the Apostle Paul out there on the road to Damascus, brighter than the noonday sun.
You know why that's so exciting to me? They're on my side.
They're us, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're
Amen.
For us, not against
that's
us.
That's right.
And here's, this is so big. Peace on earth. Now, goodwill toward men. This is God's giving forth goodwill, good announcement, peace on earth. Now, why is this such a huge thing with God? Let's go back to the book of Genesis, Gloria. Let's look at just the opposite from this. And this is in the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis. It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, they were fair. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days and so forth. Let's go down to verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination... I have a cross-reference there in my Bible. It says, the whole imagination, not only... the imagination, but also all purposes and all desires. All of the consciousness of all men. Think about this now. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, here is the man that God created. Think about this now. What would this do to you? Here you planted a garden east of Eden, most magnificent thing that the human mind could conceive. and created the man and his wife and put them in the midst of that garden and gave them the whole thing, except one tree. All of this whole thing. But now here's what's so big. This is what shook heaven back there then, when they said, "What is man that you visit him?" God blessed them. Now get this into our thinking. God could have said, "Adam, be well all through that eternity." He could have said anything. I mean, he could have said anything. He's God. He could have said anything. He must have chosen the most important thing he could have possibly said, because this is the first sound that ever struck the human ear after Adam became a living being, a living soul, the scripture said. That has, let the importance of this strike your consciousness. First words are huge,
yes,
in the Bible. First mention is just gigantic. How big do you think this is when God chose these words to be the first words that the first human ever heard, and it was for all men for all time? He blessed them.
Yes.
The word bless means to empower. It means to say something good about. Well, he'd been doing that already in all the creation. He saw that it was good. He was saying good things, but you have to remember, he was calling things that be not as though they were, or as though they had always been. So things are manifesting as he's saying them. So now he's saying to this man, he blessed them. It's one thing, I could say something complimentary about you, and
that would be nice.
Well, and it would be nice.
Yes, it would.
But now, if I said it in faith, you will become that.
Amen.
You see the powerful difference there? When God says something nice about you, that's what you are. Amen. That has just gotten so big in me.
Isn't it true that the law of first mention is that whatever the first mention is in the Scripture, it carries that all the way through
the Scripture. It carries it throughout the entire Scripture. And it carries such importance. The reason that this carries such powerful importance, because it had to do with every human being that would ever exist. All of us should have been blessed. All of us should have been multiplied. All of us should have been increased. All of us should been fruitful. All of us should have had dominion over the earth and subdue it, and all of this marvelous, marvelous thing that God was endowing this man with should have been throughout eternity for every human being ever born into this earth. That was God's plan. The Garden of Eden should have been the lifestyle of every human ever born. Well, and we know, "I have not seen, neither has ear heard, what God had in store for those that love him." What he had in store, the Garden of Eden should have been the worst condition man ever experienced, because it should have just continued to get better and more wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just heaven on earth. And it was. It was a copy of heaven on the earth, and should have been just improving throughout all the eons of time, and filled up this whole, all the planets and all
blessing
the universe with his presence, and all, and just be just, whoo. And you can tell already, you have a hard time expressing how massive and how wonderful and how what a big deal this is to heaven. Well, here is man that God so loved, that God so blessed, and God's will was for him forever to be lavished upon with the love and the blessing of the Lord.
That's right.
Now, here he is then. His wickedness was so great. How would it make you feel? I mean, here you are, the father of this huge family, and not one member of that family ever even gives you the slightest thought. They don't care whether you exist or not. You are nothing but a byword and a curse word in their mouth. They don't care. To hell with you and everything you stand for. I mean, that's where it had come. Now you know why, verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. It grieved him at his heart. Because He was excluded. Nobody on earth ever even gave him a thought. There was no prayer. There was nobody. It's just wickedness and meanness. The curse had literally taken over, and the blessing just wasn't there anymore.
Just because man had another thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it my way.
Well, he refused to tithe was the whole bottom line. And he robbed God. He ate something that didn't belong to him. It should have been his tithe. He had to work that tree, but he wasn't to eat the fruit of it. He was supposed to take that fruit to God. It belonged to him. Mm-hmm. Well, all the way throughout the Bible, you see, anywhere it mentions tithing, God says, bring what's mine to me. I will bless. There it is. I will pour out the blessing on you. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, have dominion over it. I mean, I will pour out this awesome authority and power to prosper. And Isaiah 51 says, if you're the seed of Abraham, he'll make you waste places like the garden of God.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
This is the Eden covenant.
It's the tithing connection.
He began right here immediately to work towards getting that blessing back on all of us, where it belonged in the first place.
His will.
So now, with that in mind, let's go back again and see from 1 Corinthians, and let's look in the 15th chapter, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, listen now, was made a living soul. The last Adam, referring to Jesus, was made a living spirit. Now, Jesus, the second and last Adam, the scripture says that the apostle Peter was preaching in the book of Acts, and he said, you are sons of the prophets, and God sent Jesus to bless you. He sent Jesus to say it again, be fruitful, multiply, resupply the earth, subdue it and have dominion over it all.
He sent Jesus to
so
do it again.
So he sent Jesus as the Adam that would not cast off the blessing and fail it. So now notice we're created in Christ Jesus. In Galatians chapter 3 states that Jesus was made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham, that's the same, that's the blessing that Adam threw off, and God, by covenant, blessed. He blessed Noah and his sons, said exactly the same thing. He blessed Abraham, said exactly the same thing to him, and said, so shall your seed be. And then the blood of Jesus ratified that covenant forever.
Praise God.
Amen. Can't be broken. You can get out of fellowship with it, but the covenant is between God the Father and Jesus the Son. That's where that covenant stands, and neither one of them can fail. Jesus has been resurrected immortal, and he is the one that God spoke to yes. when he raised him from the dead and said, be fruitful and multiply and resupply the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And he is our Lord and our Savior, right. and that blessing has come on us. And yes. that's what all those angels were shouting about.
Hallelujah.
The blessing
back.
That's
something to shout about.
It is. Now, let's go over here, Glory, to the book of Galatians and take a look at something here in that third chapter, verse 8. The Scripture foreseeing that God would justify or make righteous the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So now see, that's the gospel. Mm-hmm. Now here is Jesus in Nazareth, opens the Scripture and says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. There's those men out there herding those sheep. And the angels came to them declaring this magnificent thing to them. But they said it's to all people.
Yeah.
The blessing's back. So what is the gospel? Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And then you come down there, it says, the just shall live by faith, and Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. We might receive what the Spirit of God promised Abraham in covenant. And then if you be in Christ, 29th verse, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to that same promise. It's God getting his garden back and getting his man back in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The blessing of the Lord.
He gave you the pathway right there in the 11th verse. The just shall live by faith.
So
that's the way into it.
So faith in what? Well, faith in God, absolutely. But then faith in his word.
That's right.
Then faith in his blood.
Yeah.
Then faith in his name.
Yeah.
Well, then faith in what? Faith in the blessing
in
as
power.
The source for everything
praise
that
God.
We could need.
Awesome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
The evening news doesn't have to dictate the future. For the people of God, there's no fear of bad reports, looming dangers, and pending terror. God has promised divine protection, and he sent forth angels to minister for us. This ministry of angels is graciously included in the great benefits of our salvation. It is important that we learn about this ministry of angels so that we can access the deliverance that comes by their assistance. This Christmas, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to bless you with this 2-CD series gift, Angels on Assignment, Providing Relentless Protection. Learn how to activate your angels today as you hear this teaching on God's divine protection plan. Your angels are on standby, and they're ready for orders. Request your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland now at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days.
Gloria and I have a Christmas gift for you. This is, package are 2 CDs, one by Gloria, one by me. Angels on Assignment.
Praise God.
The Scripture says, are they not all ministering, all of them, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for?
Yeah. Yes.
Now, two is involved, but it was not specifically two, it was for us. They minister for the heirs of salvation, the heirs of the blessing. That's what they do. And it's no longer this idea of Jacob's ladder where they were some coming and some going. No, that ladder doesn't exist anymore because that was under the old covenant. That's why the angels were so excited they're going to get to do what they were created to do, which is minister in behalf of the heirs of God, heirs to that blessing. That's their job, is to bring every piece of that blessing to pass. And you need to know about this. You need to know the truth of it. There are things you can do that cut your angels completely off where they can't minister to you. There's things you can do to assist them. So you really need to know this. So just go to kcm.org or snail mail, whatever you want to do. There's some people like me that all this other email and all that kind of stuff irritates me. Anyway, call, do whatever you have to do. We want to send it to you free and postpaid. Father, we pray for all of our radio and TV audience all over the world.
Yes, the blessing.
And we pray and stand in faith for our partners today. This Christmas, people that are hurting financially and hurting because of what men's mess they've made out of governments and all of that. Father, we pray the blessing of the Lord be released in their lives to bring forth the best Christmas they've ever had. Ever.
Ever.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Gloria and I are gearing up for 2012. So,
that sounds like science fiction.
Yeah, it does. Mark your calendars. We'll be in Branson in the Southwest Believers Convention and so forth. So you need to be there. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK.